Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for Shrimp on Deck, featuring interviews from inside the clubhouse, scores from around the International League, and the Miami Marlins organization, and a preview of tonight's ball game. Now, here's your host, Scott Kornberg.
From First Horizon Park in Nashville, Tennessee, welcome to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Today it is game three of a six-game series and a huge contest for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp as they sit a game out of first place with only 13 to go in the regular year. Hi everybody, Scott Kornberg here. It's another gorgeous evening here in Nashville. The sunlight fading and another very comfortable day here in the Music City. 77 degrees right now. And our pitching matchup, it's Josh Rogers with the Jumbo Shrimp against a former Jacksonville Sun, Josh Lindblom for the Nashville Sounds. Actually, this game is pink for Jacksonville at 74 and 62. It is pink for Nashville as well. They have a 3.5 game lead on Columbus. 13 to play for the Sounds as well, who have an 82 and 54 record. And that is the very best record in the International League. When we come back, we'll hear from Jumbo Shrimp relief pitcher Eli Villalobos as we get set for first pitch here. Game three of this six-game series, Jacksonville and Nashville. The Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIX.
Financial ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday, Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFC credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for-Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville outfielder Peyton Burdick. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Welcome back to Nashville. The Jumbo Shrimp getting ready for first pitch against the Nashville Sounds. Jumbo Shrimp relief pitcher Eli Villalobos is joining us right now. Eli, thank you so much for making the time. It's been incredible watching you pitch in AAA. You had good numbers in AA, and you've come to a higher level, and you haven't allowed an earned run so far. And it just continues this streak, and it's not like you're stranding a lot of runners. It's a lot of dominant innings. I mean, what has been the key for you to make a really easy adjustment to the highest level now of the minor leagues?
I think a big part of it is I see the guys that I finally started to realize the guys that are behind me and that trust with them. All the guys that are behind me are the best at their positions. I know that I can comfortably fill up the zone and know that all the plays are going to be made, even not just the routine plays, the extra plays. The guys behind me are phenomenal defensively, so I think it's just I stopped putting so much pressure on myself to try to get outs, and I'm trusting the guys behind.
So for you the other night, and we saw you get a bunch of strikeouts against Iowa, and that continued the streak. It is trusting your defense. It's also you're getting a lot of swings and misses, and we were talking before this, that pitch you often use to get swings and misses is a splitter, and you just learned it this season. What was the process to picking that up and also getting it used in some pretty high leverage situations?
My pitching coach in AA brought it up to me. I couldn't throw a changeup to save my life. It was never any good. So he asked me if I had ever thrown a splitter. And we played with some different grips, just worked on it in catch play pretty repeatedly until I got comfortable with it, started breaking it out into games, and then the more we threw it, the more natural it felt, and I started to get the feel for the release point and how I needed to pronate it that little bit, the grips, all that, and it's just become very comfortable. I would say it's my go-to pitch right now, for sure.
So for you and your journey, and for those who don't know, this is Eli Villalobos joining us. You were a catcher your whole life, and you've picked up pitching the last really handful of years. Has it always been this easy to pick up a pitch or to learn something about something that's still fairly brand new compared to other guys in the bullpen who have been doing this for decades now?
Not at all. I mean, like I said, the changeup, we worked on the changeup for years and just couldn't figure it out. I would say after TJ, I came back with a different arm slot and some different mechanical stuff. And I think the splitter just really plays into the high arm slot I have now. Being so over the top, it just helps it flow right out through the fingers.
So, can you share, how did you transition from catching to pitching? Because it's a fascinating story.
Like I said, we caught I caught from the time I was probably 10 years old all the way through high school. I caught my first year at junior college and was planning on going back to catch for a second year. I was playing in like a small summer ball tournament. It was local, nothing big. And I had caught the first 7 innings of a game. We needed an arm to throw the last 2, and I volunteered. Went up there and threw nothing but fastballs for 2 innings, didn't know how to throw anything else. And the new pitching coach for Long Beach, his name was Dan Rickaball, was there looking at the starter for the other team and got in contact with my coaches after that game and basically just said he thinks I should keep pitching. A couple weeks after that, I threw my first ever bullpen in front of him and the head coach of Long Beach, and got offered a scholarship after that and went there for that next year.
We'll pause things right there with Jumbo Shrimp right-handed pitcher Eli Villalobos. Pick them up before tomorrow's game. More to come, though, as we approach the series opener tonight. The Jumbo Shrimp and the Sounds on Shrimp on Deck on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Broadcasting live, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is on the air.
Drops his hands, it's 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup down below the zone. Strike 3. Myers got 8 punch outs through 5 innings. And no Durham Bull has reached base so far in this game.
The 0-2. Breaking ball swing and a hard line drive to left. Coming in is LeBlanc. He slides and he makes another incredible catch.
1-2 of the wing. Swing and a miss. A slider down and in. Strike 3. That is 11 strikeouts for Edward Cabrera.
3-1. Dunan swings. Skies a fly ball to left. Back is Raley at the track. The wall. Gone! That one's out of the ballpark.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins.
The pitch. Bouncing ball up the middle behind second. Throw to center. LeBlanc around third. Heading for the plate. It's a walk-off Jumbo Shrimp win for the first time in 2022. And it's 7 victories in a row.
Pitch. Randy Perez. Link strikes a high fly ball. Deep to center. Mesa going back on the warning track. Leaping at the wall. He brought it back in. A gold glove play by Victor Mesa.
0-1.
Fly ball. Deep to left. Here we go to Mack. Near the wall. And you can't stop Charles LeBlanc. You can only hope you can take him.
Now let's go live to the ballpark for the call of today's ballgame. Here's Scott Kornberg.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, a tough loss yesterday, 12-4. They had a chance to get to first place. Instead, they'll try to use that in tonight's game, in Game 3 of the 6-game series against the Nashville Sounds. Hi, everybody. Scott Kornberg here at First Horizon Park in Nashville, Tennessee. It's a perfect night for baseball. The Jumbo Shrimp, 74-62 in third place. They're a game out of first, and the Nashville Sounds, 82-54. They're 3.5 up in the West Division over Columbus. Josh Lindblom on the mound. First pitch of the game to Brian Miller. Hit in the air to right field. Right fielder Joey Weimer back into his right. Called away by the center fielder Sal Frelick. And Frelick makes the catch. And there's one away on the first pitch of the game. It's time to see how Jacksonville manager Darren Brown built today's starting lineup, presented by the Flame Broiler. The hottest franchise trend in casual dining expanding in Jacksonville. The Flame Broiler serves up teriyaki flavored rice bowls where you build your own bowl. It's fast, simple, healthy. The Flame Broiler, 4 locations in Jacks. Bryson Brigman, second to righty, takes a fastball upstairs, and that's ball one. The big right-hander, Josh Lindblom, who stands at 6'3", 241 pounds. Miller in left, Brigman at second base. Jesus Sanchez hits 30s and right. The pitch to Brigman is knocked foul over the screen behind home plate. And the count 1-1. One out, nobody on. Just underway here in the top of the first. William Tostadillo, the DH, is in the cleanup spot. Peyton Burnick, center fielder, hitting fifth today. And a 1-1 from Lindblom. Three-quarters fastball just missed low. 2 balls and 1 strike. Troy Johnston at first base, hitting sixth. The shortstop, Eric Gonzalez, bats 7th. Luis Avilés Jr. at 3rd, hitting 8th. Santiago Chavez doing the catching, batting ninth. 2-1, looped in the air to left field. The left fielder is still Ruiz angling over to his left. Slows to a jog in the alleyway and puts it away. And there's two quick outs for Lindblom here in the top of the first inning. The score was just underway on this fine Thursday evening. Pretty good crowd on hand here in Nashville. A lot of people hanging around the outfield seats in right and right center field. And it's a perfect night for baseball. 77 degrees. Two out, nobody on. Jesus Sanchez, left-hand hitter. Lindblom, 35-year-old righty. First pitch fastball. Strike at the knees inside corner. And the count 0-1. Miller, Brigman, Sanchez. Astudillo, Burdick, Johnston. Gonzalez, Aviles Jr., and Chavez for the jumbo shrimp. Now the 0-1 from Lindblom. Breaking ball strike at the knees outside corner and the count 0-2. Mario Feliciano behind the plate for Nashville. John Singleton at first. Andrew Monasterio at second. Third baseman Bryce Durang. And Cam Devaney is the shortstop. 0-2 to Sanchez. Breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Ruiz in left. Freelick in center. Weimer is in right for Rick Sweet's squad. The Nashville Sounds wearing their home white jerseys today. This is their retro look. It's a V-neck white jersey, Sounds in red, scripted with royal blue trim across the chest. Red number on the back, the 1-2. Liner in the air to center field coming in. Freelick has to play it on a hop. Jesus Sanchez, a two-out single here, a scoreless first. And his hitting streak extends now to 8 games. That'll bring up Williams Astudillo. And Sanchez, 12 for 25 during this stretch. It's a 480 batting average with an OPS of over 1350, so he's really gotten hot for Jacksonville. And then up comes the righty Astudillo. Sounds have a royal blue cap, red brim, old school in Nashville and in the front. Really sharp looking jersey with stripes on the sleeves as well as the V-neck. The pitch to Astudillo, not foul to the netting behind the first base dugout of Jacksonville. And the count 0-1. Jumbo Shrimp back in their red jerseys tonight. Bold City written out in white across the chest. Wavy royal blue on the bottom of those letters. White number, navy trim below that. Also on the back, gray pants. And the navy caps of the Jumbo Shrimp. The Jumbo Shrimp border logo. 0-1. Skied in the air, down the line to the right. Long run for the right fielder. Weimer going towards the bullpen. This one lands a couple rows into the seats. And the count 0-2. Sanchez back to first out after the foul ball. Two out, no score here in the top of inning number one. Jacksonville and Nashville. Sounds have been really good against the Jumbo Shrimp this season. 9-5 record over Jacksonville. Astudillo open stance, knees bent. And the 0-2 coming from Lindblom. Bouncing ball towards third to his left. The third baseman, Terrell Fields, brings it the short way to second for the force. And that retires the side. For the shortest 5-4, no runs, one hit. And one runner left for Jacksonville in their first at-bat. Middle of the first inning. No score, Jacksonville and Nashville. On the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS. WWA Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24-7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WW Gate today at 904-388-2696.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 1-1 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the craft cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 1-1 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric Box Office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 1-1 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric Box Office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Jumbo Shrimp scoreless at the top of the first inning. Scott Goldberg here at First Horizon Park. Bottom of the first, and Josh Rogers, a left-hander, 6'3", 211-pounder on the rubber into his windup first base side. Sal Frelick, a left-hand hitter, takes a fastball strike at the knees inside corner, nothing and one. Frelick had his first career multi-homer game yesterday. Here's the 0-1 from Rogers. Line shot foul, third base side, net of play. And the count, nothing and two. And he has really been sizzling hot since he got promoted to AAA. He has the most hits in the International League, tied for the most runs scored, second in batting average, fourth in on-base percentage. 0-2 swinging a foul at home plate, and will do it again. So he's the leadoff man for Nashville. Didn't hit any home runs with the Sounds until last night. That covered 35 games. And loves hitting against the Jumbo Shrimp, 16 for 29 batting against Jacksonville this year. 0-2. Breaking ball down and away for ball one. That's a 5.52 average. OPS of 14.43. That's more than double the average player's OPS at 7.15. 1-2. Poked on the ground on the third base line. Fair by a diving third baseman, Alvarez Jr. It's another hit for Frelick. Leadoff single. He extends his on-base streak to 32 games. It's the fifth longest in the International League this year. And the leadoff man is on. The center fielder on first. Here's Ruiz, the left fielder, batting second. Price to right, third baseman hits third for Nashville. John Singleton, first baseman in the cleanup spot. Joey Weimer in right field, fifth. Pablo Reyes DHing and batting sixth. Mario Feliciano doing the catching and hitting seventh. Cam Devaney at shortstop eighth, and Andrew Monasterio at second ninth. The first pitch, swing and a miss. Big cut by Ruiz, and they count nothing in one. So it's Frelick, Ruiz, Turang, Singleton, Weimer, Reyes, Feliciano, Devaney, Monasterio. Runner on first, nobody out. Scoreless bottom one, and the 0-1. Rocket in the air, pretty deep to left. Little to left, further back, near the wall. Looks around, it's just going to go. Esteori Ruiz set a Nashville record yesterday with five stolen bases. His first home run against the Jumbo Shrimp this year, and his seventh overall of the season. Two batters in the bottom of the first, and Nashville leads 2-0. So Ruiz blocked that ball, 105 off the bat, 393-foot home run in the stands and left. And the Jumbo Shrimp did not get a great start yesterday for Matthew Kent. Here's Turang, lefty. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner, nothing and one. Kent only lasted three innings, and two batters in, Jacksonville finds themselves in a hole. 0-1. Back to the screen foul. And the count 0-2. Ruiz blew it off the bat as well. And who's the guy that the Brewers acquired in the Josh Hader deal? And he has come in here and really made an immediate impact. The 0-2. Fly ball, pretty deep to center. Burdick to center fielder back on the running track, has a play, and cans it for the first out. So Turang gave it a ride, just missed the home run. One out here in the bottom of the first. Man, up comes John Singleton, pretty dangerous left-handed batter. Defensively for Jacksonville, Chavez behind the plate, Johnston at first, Brinkman at second, Avilés Jr. at third, Eric Gonzalez the shortstop up the middle on the pitch. Fly ball in the air to left, deep but playable for Miller, back over his left shoulder, squeezes near his Navy cap, and there's two away. So Singleton set down, he's throwing wide the right hand back. So Miller in left, Burton can center, stop chances to right. Line is fading here in Nashville. Music City skyline glittering out beyond the outfield walls. Pitch to Weimer. Swing and a miss. Fastball in the outside corner. Nothing and one. Nashville really grinds you offensively, but they've been really aggressive going against Josh Rogers. 12 pitches. He's five batters into the game. Here's the 0-1. Missing down low with a changeup. One ball and one strike. Jumbo Shrimp get a short outing tonight. Could mean a little bit of trouble. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Change up below the zone. The count 1-2. They had to use four relievers yesterday. They lose Jake Fishman had his contract selected today by the Marlins. Congratulations to him. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt. Strike three. Side retired. So, yeah, a little bit bullpen. Nashville picked up two runs. Two hits. They don't leave anybody. At the end of an inning, 2-0 sounds on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Whether you are getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for jump and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
Attention Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you interested in Jacksonville baseball history, the Jumbo Shrimp, International League Baseball, and the Miami Marlins organization? You can find all that at jackshrimp.com. There's previews for every game, featured stories, player analysis, looks around the International League, the Marlins farm system, and more. Visit jackshrimp.com, that's J-A-X-S-H-R-I-M-P.com for all things baseball and the Jumbo Shrimp.
This is Jacksonville left-handed pitcher Matthew Kent. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
2-0 Nashville, top of the second inning. Josh Lindblom back to work, and he'll face Peyton Burdick to lead things off, righty against righty. Lindblom high leg kick, three-quarters fastball grounded foul to the backstop behind home plate. And the count nothing and one. Josh Lindblom is 35 years old, one of the oldest players in AAA. How old? Well, he was selected in 2008, and he played for Jacksonville in 2008. Second-round pick by the Dodgers, the 0-1. Ground ball to third, right at Terang. Gloves to his left side, takes a step, throws the first. And there's one down. Burdick retired. Here's Troy Johnston, left-hand batter. So Lindblom was a Jacksonville Sun the last year of Jacksonville's affiliation with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The next year, they became a Marlins affiliate. They've been a Marlins affiliate since 2009. Nashville's had a slew of different affiliates over the years, but Brewers have been a constant. They are their AAA affiliate right now. Righty against lefty on the pitch to Lindblom, or rather from Lindblom. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner. Nothing and one. Nashville by two. One out, nobody on. Top of the second inning. Lindblom grew up in West Lafayette, Indiana. Anybody knows that part of the country? The 0-1. Breaking ball low, one ball, one strike. That is what Purdue University is. And so when he was a kid, 12 years old, he went in to get ready for football practice. And Drew Brees, at the time Purdue quarterback, here's the 1-1. Fastball a little bit outside. Two balls and one strike. Brees came by looking for extra work at Mollenkopf High School, and there were no receivers around, so Lindblom got to run routes for Drew Brees. 2-1. Fastball, letter high strike in the outside corner, and the count, two balls and two strikes. And this is a guy in Josh Lindblom who's won a number of different awards, both in the U.S. and also in Korea, won their version of the Cy Young, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, breaking ball below the zone, strike three. He's got his first punch out. 2-1 here in the second. Yeah, for that to be his most memorable sports experience, if they're pitching in the major leagues, if they're winning these awards in Korea, I mean, it shows you just how incredible that experience must have been working with Drew Brees. Here's Eric Gonzalez, right-hand batter. Lindblom squares his shoulders to third base in the first pitch. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, nothing and one. Lindblom began his career at the University of Tennessee, so it's got to be interesting for him to be pitching for Nashville now. Knoxville's a little bit east of here. 0-1, breaking ball, popped in the air, shallow right, right fielder Weimer got a late break. Now he races in, slows to a jog, then to a halt, and squeezes near his left shoulder, side retired. Lindblom then transferred back home to Purdue and selected by the Dodgers out of their second round in 2008. Jumbo Shrimp go down in order here in the second, nothing across. At the end of an inning and a half, they'll trail Nashville 2-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Join ViStar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch of ball promotion. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ViStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays. After each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game, the Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
All Thursday, Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser, means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Loaded Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and right field bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Tiki Terrace each Thirsty Thursday. Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp, presented by Budweiser.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Max Meyer. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
0-1 from Josh Rogers to the righty Pablo Reyes. Fastball strike at the knees inside corner. Nothing in two. Rogers has pounded the bottom of the zone against Reyes. 2-0 Nashville, bottom of the second, and 0-2 line back with a screen foul. And we'll do it again. Mention this is a huge game for Jacksonville. And I guess when you're a game out of first, with 13 to go, they're all pretty big at this juncture of the year. 0-2. Looped in the air, shallow center. Second baseman Brinkman out. The center fielder Burdick comes in, sprawls out, and can't quite hold on. The ball popped out of his mitt as he hit the grass. And the leadoff ran on for Nashville for the second inning in a row. It's a base hit. Three hits with a sound. Really an incredible play for Burdick coming in into his left. A Superman out for that baseball. Had it for a moment, but then as he fell to the ground, the ball popped out of his mitt, and Reyes on first base. 13 games to go, including this one in the regular year. And the pitch to Feliciano, fastball strike at the knees outside corner, nothing in one. So the Jumbo Shrimp are chasing Scranton Wilkes-Barre, which is a remarkable story in its own right. Rail Riders in first place, 0-1. Ground ball up the middle behind second. Lunging attempt by Gonzalez. The shortstop knocks it down, and he has no play. Reyes puts on the brakes at second base. Looked like that ball was going to get through for a base hit. To the fact that Gonzalez ranged all the way to his left and knocked it down. Pretty impressive. First and second, nobody out though. And here comes Cam Devaney. Scranton Wilkes-Barre is in first place for the first time since April 9th. Span of 158 days. The pitch here, wave and a miss, breaking ball in the dirt. Devaney chased, and the count nothing and one. They had the worst record in AAA, the third worst record in all of minor league baseball at 120 teams on June 9th. Since that point, they're 56-25. It's the best record in minor league baseball. The 0-1. Change up outside, one ball and one strike, and they have completely turned around their season. 15.5 games out of first, and now they lead the IL East by a half game over Durham. They're trailing right now, though, top of the seventh. 1-1. Popped up right side of the infield. Infield fly in effect. Johnston, the first baseman, into foul territory, puts it away. And there's one away. Reyes remains at second. Feliciano at first. Here's Andrew Monasterio, right-hand batter. 4-2, Worcester over Scranton Wilkes-Barre, top of the seventh in Pennsylvania. This is where it gets kind of confusing. Durham is a half game out. The Bulls lead at Gwinnett 4-0 in the bottom of the fifth. So if those results hold, it doesn't matter what Jacksonville does today. They're losing 2-0 right now. One out, first and second for Nashville in the second. If Durham wins, no matter what, Jacksonville can't go into first place. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside. Ball one. And so Durham up by 4 in the bottom of the fifth at Gwinnett. It's a one-game lead for Scranton Wilkes-Barre over Jacksonville. It's a three-game lead for the Rail Riders over Lehigh Valley. 1-0. Fastball low. Ball two. The Iron Pigs, after getting run out of town the last couple of days by Rochester, are winning right now 1-0 in the bottom of the seventh. So kind of almost every result that the Jumbo Shrimp don't want is happening right now. The 2-0. Fastball outside. Ball three. Save for Scranton Wilkes-Barre losing. It is also a 3.5 game lead for the Rail Riders over Buffalo. And the Bisons are losing 5-1 at Syracuse, top of the sixth. There's something going Jacksonville's way. 3-0. Fastball right down the chute. And it's 3-1. No matter what, though, the Jumbo Shrimp need to win. Down 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. Long way to go. One out, first and second for Nashville. And the 3-1 coming from Rogers. Fastball inside, ball four. So Reyes moves up to third. Feliciano to second. Monasterio out of first base. Bases loaded. One out. Here's Sal Frelick. Left-hand batter. Down for Santiago Chavez to talk to Josh Rogers, and well, this is probably the last guy you want to face in this situation. Sal Frelick, 32 game on base field. He is a ridiculous 16-29 against Jumbo Shrimp pitching in 2022. He had two home runs yesterday, and now batting with the bases loaded here. He's a tough guy to double up as well. First pitch. Fastball, letter high strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Guy who was recruited to play football in college, opted to play baseball at Boston College. Infield back and double play depth though. 0-1. Rocket up the middle, behind second, picked by Gonzalez, shovels to second one. Brinkman on the first, not in time. Frelick just able to beat it out. It scores a run, and it's 3-0 Nashville. And that's exactly what we were talking about. For almost any other player in the International League, that is a double play. A hard hit ground ball right behind second. Gonzalez, a quick flick to second. And Brinkman fired quickly to first base, but Frelick was gutting it down the line. And that got a run in for Nashville. Runners on the corners, two outs, 3-0 sounds. Here's the righty Ruiz. And the pitch from Rogers. Fastball in sight, ball one. It's a heck of a job by Sal Frelick. Fielder's choice 6-4. Nashville leads by 3 near the bottom of the second. Outfield the other way on Ruiz. 1-0. Flown out to right, not deep. Sanchez, the right fielder, tiptoes in to his left. Plenty of room to go before he hits the foul line, squeezes, and that retires the side. Nashville picks up another run. Two hits, they get the pair. At the end of 2 innings here in the Music City, the Sounds 3, the Jumbo Shrimp, nothing. The Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
Each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Jeff Brigham. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Top of the third inning, 3-0. The lead in favor of the Nashville Sounds. Josh Lindblom back to work. Luis Aviles Jr. leads things off. Straight to the first pitch. Cracks at the deep left field. Luis back. Looks up. It's gone! Against his former team, Luis Aviles Jr. crushes a home run. And the Jumbo Shrimp on the board here in the third. It is 3-1 Nashville. So Aviles Jr. with a long bomb into the seats in left field. And that'll bring up Santiago Chavez, the nine-hole hitter. Righty against righty. That was the second hit of the game for the Jumbo Shrimp. And the offering, swing and a miss at a high fastball, nothing in one. Sixth home run of the year for Aviles Jr. Outfield to pull. Lindblom holds the hands near his stomach, 0-1. Swing and a miss at a fastball in the outside corner, and the count 0-2. That's a big run for the Jumbo Shrimp. Anytime you're playing Nashville, you know you don't have a lot of opportunities, and you got to take advantage where you can get them. Aviles Jr. stocking that one out. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball off the plate, strike three. And Lindblom has his second strikeout. So one out here. We're in the top of the third inning. 3-1 Nashville leading Jacksonville. And the top of the order rolls in. Brian Miller coming up. Outfield a bit the other way. And the first pitch. Fastball down and in. That's ball one. Aviles Jr.'s got a lot of power. Really interesting story when he was a Brewers club man. This was a guy who never hit for power, pretty much. 1-0. Swing and a miss and a fastball in the outside corner, and the count 1-1. First 6 years of his career, Aviles Jr. averaged a home run about every 90 plate appearances. The last two seasons, with the Angels last year, Marlins this year, pitches low. 2 balls and 1 strike. That has been cut down to about 26 plate appearances between home runs. Two balls and one strike on Miller. And a pitch from Lindblom. Popped up. Foul territory. Third base. Now this one will find the seats. And it's 2-2. Nice night in Nashville. 77 degrees at first pitch. Shortstop Devaney moves up the middle now before the 2-2. Fastball under the hands of Miller, and the count is full. Brigman on deck, and it would be Sanchez if anybody can reach. Payoff pitch coming from Lindblom. Popped foul over the screen behind home plate, and we'll do it again. Jumbo Shrimp going to start Eliezer Hernandez tomorrow. A Robert Gasser is going to go for Nashville. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball in the dirt. Strike three. Miller chased. Third punch out for Lindblom. Two down here in the third. And up comes Bryson Brittman. So Lindblom, outside of the home run, really starting to settle in. First pitch from Lindblom. Breaking ball. Strike at the knees outside corner. Nothing in the air. Feel deep in the pull on Brigman. 0-1. Check swing flare over the screen behind home plate foul. Something in two. Sanchez on deck. Two out, nobody on. Jacksonville trails. Right, two runs here in the third. Lindblom holds. Deep breath. 0-2. Breaking ball reach for a poke on the ground up the middle. Sliding stop throws left of Bailey. Ball kicks out of his mitt as he tries to come up and throw to first base, and Brigman is out with two outs. Likely a base hit, a slow rolling ground ball up the middle. Devaney went to his left. As he hopped to his feet, the ball just kind of slipped out of his mitt. And the Jumbo Shrimp had their third hit of the game. So here's Sanchez tying run here in the third. Righty against lefty. Pitch. Fastball, letter high strike in the outside corner. Nothing in one. Jumbo Shrimp were out hit 18-6 yesterday. The 18 hits they surrendered, their most in any game this season. 0-1. Fastball a little bit outside. 1-1. Home plate umpire today is Ben Sontag is the crew chief. Jonathan Bioretta is at first, and Mike Thomas is at third. Run one pitch. Fastball up and away, ball two. Shortstop Devaney playing directly behind second base. Third baseman Terang is kind of playing back near the outfield grass, right in between second and third. Throw to first, and Brigman dives back in. Brigman this year, 8-for-11 swiping bases. Kind of right around where you want to be as a base dealer. Huge lead right now. It's a running count. It doesn't go. 2-1. Fastball bottom of the zone, middle of the plate. Called strike two. Two out, run around first. 3-1 Nashville. Top of the third. Astudillo on deck. 2-2 though on Sanchez, who singled back in the first to extend his hitting streak to eight games. Two pitch. And a foul on the first base side. We'll do it again. When Nettles scored two in the fifth, they have sliced their deficit against Durham to 4-2. Worcester's added a run in the eighth. It's 5-2. Woosox over square to Wurzburg. 2-2. Line drive shallow right, coming in the right fielder Weimer, and plays it on a hop. Brigman around second, heading for third. The throw there is late, and there's runners on the corners with two outs, and up comes Astudillo, right-hand batter. So Sanchez didn't hit that ball hard. Weimer maybe could have tried to make a diving play, wanted to be conservative and make sure it didn't get by him. And here comes Astudillo. Runners on the corners, two outs in a 3-1 game. Nashville leads Columbus by 3.5 in the Iowa West, and Columbus is losing to Omaha again, 10-6. Top of the seventh. great baseball got loose out in center field. Open stance for Astadio. Knees bent. Natural wood-colored bat. And the pitch. Linebacker screen found. Nothing in one. Another straight baseball got loose, this time in right center field. So Sal Felix has just been going back and forth, left center to right center these last couple pitches to throw those baseballs back to young kids who are, and throw it over the wall. One one from Lindblom to Astadio. Fastball down and away. One ball, one strike. First and third. Two outs. 3-1 Nashville. Top of the third. Burdick on deck for the Jumbo Shrimp. And Bloom, deep breath. Hold to the stomach. 1-1. Breaking ball outside. Ball two. Crowd on him here tonight at First Horizon Park. A lot of people just knowing about him this Thirsty Thursday. 2-1, line foul to the inning behind home plate. And the count 2-2. One of those places they always seem to draw well. Two pitch. Fastball smoked in the line to center field. Felix to center fielder to his left. In the right center field alleyway. Squeezes to the tie on the side. Astadio hits it hard, but he lines out. And the Jumbo Shrimp turned away from Moore here in the third. They do get a run on an obvious junior homer. Three hits in total, two left. Middle of the third inning. Nashville 3, Jacksonville 1.
Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Bi-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game. And is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Bi-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Security Center USA believes security for your home or business should not break the bank. They make it easy to become a client with unmatched purchasing promotions and pricing, such as $0 down commercial installations and residential systems starting at just $199 installed. Customer service is their highest priority. Security Center USA provides lifetime technical support for any system they install. The most cutting edge is available today from Security Center USA. Visit their website at securitycenterusa.com.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 5 military appreciation nights throughout the season, May 22nd, June 26th, August 4th, August 23rd, and September 22nd. Active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or the day of the game. In addition, at 121 Financial Ballpark, the Jumbo Shrimp offer active military and veterans $7 dugout reserve and $5 field reserve tickets. Must be redeemed in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
This is Jeff from Rosemont, Lowen DS. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Home run for the third, 3-1 Nashville. Josh Rogers, first pitch to Bryce Terang, hopped foul into the Jumbo Shrimp dugout. First base side, nothing in one. Terang, Singleton, Weimer, the heart of the order for Nashville. 3-4-5, the 0-1. Chopper right side. First baseman Johnson to his right. Gloves and flips it to Rogers, who wins the race to first base with Terang. And there's one out. Played there by Johnston and Josh Rogers. Made over New Albany, Indiana. So Singleton bats. Thank you. lefty against lefty situation. So Nashville, 18 hits last night. And after that game, they first pitch, fastball down the middle, strike one. Find themselves first in the International League in batting average this season. First in on-base percentage. 440 on-base percentage as a team. 0-1. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner, 0-2. That's really impressive. The team averages are normally around 410 or so. 30 points higher, the 0-2. Breaking ball low. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kind of amazingly, as a team in the month of September, Nashville is batting 302 as a team. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That means everybody, not just the middle of the order guys. And, you know, part of it is Sal Felix in a 32-game on-base streak. John Singleton, among the league leaders in a lot of categories, 13-game on-base streak. Bryce Durang among the league leaders. 2-2 grounded foul on the first base side. We'll do it again. These guys, just, we said it yesterday, have an incredible lineup. 1 through 9. Got a couple bench players at the bottom of the order today in Devaney and Monasterio, but 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball passed up the middle. The shortstop, Gonzalez, right there behind second. Waits for it, fields it, throws to first, two down. Well, they really are a tough team to pitch against. Two out, nobody on, though, here in the third. 3-1 Nashville, and Joey Weinberg bats. First pitch. Breaking ball a little bit downstairs. That's ball one. Dark night skies over top. Pretty good crowd here in Nashville. The 1-0. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner. 1-1. Outfield deep in the pool on Weimer. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball a little bit outside. Ball two. Reyes is on deck. You know, speaking of dangerous guys, he's batting sixth, the guy you normally have near the top of the lineup. The 2-1. Breaking ball hammered, fouled on the line and right. Out of play. We count 2-2. That's a really good Nashville Sounds team. They've spent 139 days in first place. 17 days combined in all other positions in the standings. Never lower than fifth. 2-2 pitch. Popped up. Foul territory behind home plate. We'll do it once more. Even guys like Joey Weimer have come in and, you know, really not shown much of an adjustment period. The AAA has been several guys like that. 2-2. Brandon foul down the third base side. We'll do it once more. Moves a little bit more towards right. Another 2-2 from Rogers. Inside and low with a fastball. The count is full. It's only the 48th pitch for Josh Rogers. Rocks on the first base side. High leg kick, 3-2. Dribble fouled in the third base side. We'll do it again. Yesterday, Nashville's plan of attack was to be much more patient against Matthew Kemp, but they have been going right at Rogers. A lot of swings against him. 3-2. And a number foul behind home plate, and we'll do it again. Nashville 3, Jacksonville 1. Two out, nobody on. Last of the third. Weimer waggles his natural wood-colored bat around. 3-2. Outside ball four. Great battle. That was nine pitches for Weimer to work out a walk. Second free pass issued by Rogers. Here's Pablo Lopez, right hand Pablo Reyes, right hand batter. Pablo Lopez started with the Marlins tonight. He threw 2-7 over Philadelphia. Lopez went 6 2/3 innings, two runs on four hits. Jordan Groshans hit his first major league home run. Weimer, a big lead at first. And the pitcher Rogers swinging a foul into the middle of the catcher Chavez and the count 0-1. The other game in the Marlins organization also involves the Brewers affiliate. Scoreless, Biloxi and Double A Pensacola there in the top of the fifth. The 0-1. Change up outside, 1-1. It was also the only other game in the Brewers organization because Milwaukee's off today. And their affiliates are done playing besides Biloxi. Fastball is tight, 2-1. Brewers will host the Yankees in a three-game set beginning tomorrow in Wisconsin. Big battle for a playoff spot. And a 2-1. In the dirt with a fastball, ball three. St. Louis has pretty much wrapped up the NL Central, but in the wild card, Milwaukee trails San Diego by two games. 19 to go in the regular year for the Brew Crew. 3-1. Hard back to the screenshot. 3-2. So with two outs, Weimer's going to get a head start on first base in this 3-1 game here in the third. Two, runner goes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Rogers took something off. A breaking ball on the inside corner. Reyes way off on his front foot. And then retires the side. Two punch outs for Rogers. No runs, no hits. One left for Nashville here in the third. At the end of three, it's 3-1. Sounds in front on the Jumbo Show Network. Powered by
when injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both and an attorney will personally meet with you? I'm John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com, offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
All Thursday, Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. East Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser, means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail-rated territory, Oasis concession stand, and right field bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Tiki Terrace each Thirsty Thursday. Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp, presented by Budweiser.
This is Jack Sambier, outfielder Jesus Sanchez. You listen to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, ESPN 690.
Welcome into the 444-444 fourth inning, brought to you by the law offices of Phillips and Hunt. Be sure to visit FloridaJustice.com, the number to call 904-444-4444. Phillips and Hunt's committed to justice. Josh Lindblom, first pitch to Peyton Burnick, is lined down the line and left, but foul. And Cattle and one. 3-1 Nashville. Burnick, Johnston, Gonzalez, huge game for the Jumbo Shrimp. A game out of first place with 13 to go, including this one. The team in first and losing right now. Scranton Wilkes-Barre 5-3 down at home against Worcester in the bottom of the eighth. And Durham, the team in second place, a half game out. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball off the plate. McKenna on 2. The Bulls have extended their lead. It's 5-2, bottom of the sixth at Gwinnett. Oh, 2. That ball just missed upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Really a couple races in the major leagues with a 3 weeks or so to go in the year. The 1-2 fastball just missed outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. You mentioned the San Diego lead over Milwaukee. 2 games in the wild card. The National League. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Time with a fastball on the outside corner. Strike three. 4 strikeouts for Lindblom. 1 down here in the fourth. 3-1 Nashville. Up comes the lefty Johnston. The only race really in the American League, at least for one that's meaningful for a playoff spot, is in the AL Central, where Cleveland has a lead on the White Sox. The pitch, wave and a miss, breaking ball below the zone, nothing at once. 3-game lead on Chicago, and the Twins fast fading, 4.5 out. No balls, 1 strike. Fastball's high, 1-1. In the National League, the Mets have a half-game lead on the Braves. Mets are winning right now, though, 4-1. 1-1. Fastball a little bit low. That's ball 2. So, 3 races for the final 3 weeks of the year to pay attention to in the major leagues. 2 crazy races in the IL, in particular in the East, the 2-1. Breaking ball to the outside corner. The East 2-2. I mentioned this earlier. 3 teams separated by 1 game. All in different spots. Scranton Wilkes-Barre leads Durham by half a game and Jacksonville by a game. 5 teams within 3.5 games. 2-2. Fastball downstairs and the count is 4. Each side with 4 hits right now. Nashville leads by 2. 3-1. Payoff. Fly ball to center, not deep. Grimmick, the center fielder, comes in, slows to a jog, and then reaches up, plucks the ball out of the air. 2 down. Johnston retired. Eric Gonzalez for bat. Righty versus righty. 2 out and nobody out. Up deep in the pull on Gonzalez, and the pitch liner down the line and right, just foul. Nothing at one. Gonzalez really working on going the other way. I mean, everyone does that in batting practice. He really showed pretty high attention to detail to do that with BP today. Darren Brown was really impressed. The 0-1. Sky to the center, not deep. Freelick, the center fielder, squinting in, slows to a jog, reaches up, makes the catch near his royal blue cap, and retires the side. Second 1-2-3 inning of the day for Josh Lindblom. Nothing across for Jacksonville. There's the end of 3.5. Jumbo Shrimp down 3-1 at Nashville on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Vistar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, Vistar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Milk's office. That's ViStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays. Nothing quite like sneaking out of the office to watch some baseball. The Jumbo Shrimp have several Yuengling business person specials this season on April 20th, May 11th, June 22nd, and July 6th. Fans can receive a 16-ounce Yuengling can or small fountain soda, jumbo hot dog, chips, and field reserve seats for just $20. Fans can upgrade to a dugout reserve seat for $23. For more information, visit jackshrimp.com or call 904-358-2846.
All Thursday, Jumbo Shrimp home game for the best happy hour on the First Coast. East Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser, means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail-rated territory, Oasis concession stand, and right field bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Tiki Terrace each Thirsty Thursday. Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp, presented by Budweiser.
This is Jacksonville infielder Bryson Burton. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 680.
Bottom of the fourth, 3-1 Nashville. Josh Rogers facing the bottom of the Sabs order. Feliciano first, lefty righty. And a fastball dead in the way, ball one. Feliciano, Devaney, Monasterio. Three righties to the plate against the southpaw. 1-0. Swing and a tapper on the ground foul with the backstop behind home plate. The count levels a ball and a strike. This is the 4-4-4 fourth inning. Brought to you by the law offices of Phillips and Hunt. Be sure to visit floridajustice.com. The number to call, 904-444-4444. 1-1. Right back to the screen foul, 1-2. Phillips and Hunt committed to justice. One ball, two strikes. Rogers rocks, kicks, fires. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball into his shoe top. Strike three. Good pitch from Rogers to pick up his third strikeout tonight. Speaking of New Hampshire. 15th round pick by the Brewers in 2019. One out, nobody on in the fourth. The pitch, fly ball to right. Sanchez back a couple steps, settles under it. Cans it with his mitt. Two away. Quick out to Rogers. Jumbo Shrimp down by two. Andrew Monasterio. Talented player. Hughes has always been willing to take a flyer on him. He's pushing a clutch on him. Traded to the Nationals, to the Indians, or rather the Guardians. Fastball outside, ball one. And now with Milwaukee. One ball, no strikes, but a stereo knee span open stance in the pitch. Fastball strike at the belt outside corner. 1-1. Outfield the other way, the 1-1. Change up outside. Two balls and one strike from Josh Rogers, who's making his seventh start, believe it or not, with Jacksonville this season. Here's a 2-1. Swinging a foul into the middle of the catcher. Chavez 2-2. Is not signed by Miami until August 10th. Two balls, two strikes. Rogers high leg kick in the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, and the count is full. Two out, nobody on. Nashville 3, Jacksonville 1. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-2. A foul, first base side down of play. We'll do it again. Top of the order is next in Sal Frelick. Open stance from Monasterio. Red batting gloves, black bat. 3-2 again. Breaking ball, line back to the screen. A lot of foul balls tonight against Josh Rogers. This will be his 70th pitch. Payoff again. ball. Bob Fowler with a screen behind home plate again. Great battle. This will be the ninth pitch of the plate appearance. Rogers to Monasterio. Rogers nods yes to Chavez. Starts his windup. 3-2 once more. Breaking ball down and in. Monasterio lays off. Ball four. What a battle by Andrew Monasterio. Venezuelan gets the Rockets. Draws a two-out walk here in South Florida. Two out base runners so far for Jacksonville. Pitched a Freelick lace to the left for a base hit. Monasterio stops at second. And a two-out rally here for the Sounds. Jumbo Shrimp pitching does not have a 1-2-3 inning today. They did not have a 1-2-3 inning yesterday. They only had one 1-2-3 inning in the series. That was the sixth inning on Tuesday. And 15 innings in a row. Without a 1-2-3 frame, the pitch swing and a foul into the middle of the catcher Chavez by Ruiz in the count 0-1. Outfielder stepped the other way. At the very least, Rogers seems like he's going to give the Jumbo Shrimp some length tonight. He's been solid so far. 0-1. Foul on the third base side of the count 0-2. Monasterio on second. Johnston on first. Two out. 3-1 Nashville. Bottom of the fourth. Brinkman at second playing up the middle. Now the 0-2. Grounded towards third. Obvious Jr. Fields takes it to third himself. Side retired. No runs, one hit, two runners left on base for Nashville here in the fourth inning. At the end of four, the Sounds three, the Jumbo Shrimp one on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, a personal service representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com. Again, that phone number is 904-358-2846.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 1-1 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 1-to-1 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric Box Office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 1-to-1 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by call the Miller Electric Box Office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Jake Fishman. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Fifth inning, Jumbo Shrimp Trail Nashville 3-1. Avilés Jr., Chavez, and Miller do up. Josh Lindblom back to work for the Nashville Sounds. Guy who's pitched in pro baseball since 2008. When he was a second-round pick by the Dodgers. The first pitch here, Avilés Jr. tops one left side. Third baseman Terang shuffles twice to his left, fields it on the edge of the infield grass. Fires to first, one away on one pitch, and here is Santiago Chavez ready. It's really wild that drafted out of Purdue. He wasn't Double A his first season. It never happened anymore. Made his debut with the Dodgers in 2011. Pitched with LA, the Phillies, the Rangers, Oakland, Pirates, and the Brewers. Breaking ball dead in the way, ball one. Also the stint in Korea. Four different teams in 4 years in the States, and he said, that's enough. I need to support my family. We're going to go to Korea, the 1-0. Line of the third on one hop, speared by Terang, takes a step, fires to first to get Chavez to the 3-1 Nashville leads with nobody out here in the fifth. And he said, you know, coming from the minor leagues, oftentimes we were shuttling back and forth. It's hard with young kids, and he has kids in his house, and the money in Korea was really good, and he just couldn't say no, and he ended up winning the equivalent of the Cy Young Award in the KBO, the Choi Dong-won Award, 2019 Most Valuable Player at Doosan. Miller skies at the center. Center fielder Felix comes in a step, settles under it, makes the catch, side retire. That's a really quick top of the fifth inning for Josh Lindblom, who has set down seven in a row. He threw only four pitches. Left lacrosse for Jacksonville. Middle of the fifth inning. We're halfway home here. First Horizon Park in Nashville, Tennessee. The Sounds 3, double strip 1. Double strip network, powered by FIS.
Attention Crustacean Nation, Miami Knights return to 121 Financial Ballpark in 2022. The first 2,000 fans in the ballpark will take home an amazing vice-themed beach tower presented by 121 Financial Credit Union and First Coast News. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Security Center USA believes security for your home or business should not break the bank. They make it easy to become a client with unmatched purchasing promotions and pricing, such as $0 down commercial installations and residential systems starting at just $199 installed. Customer service is their highest priority. Security Center USA provides lifetime technical support for any system they install. The most cutting-edge technology is available today from Security Center USA. Visit their website at securitycenterusa.com.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting five military appreciation nights throughout the season, May 22nd, June 26th, August 4th, August 23rd, and September 22nd. Active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or the day of the game. In addition, at 121 Financial Ballpark, the Jumbo Shrimp offer active military and veterans $7 dugout reserve and $5 field reserve tickets. Tickets must be redeemed in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
This is Jacksonville infielder Charles Ablant. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Josh Rogers, first pitch in the bottom of the fifth inning. Fastball inside to Bryce Terang, the heart of the Sounds order. They lead the Jumbo Shrimp 3-1. 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. So Jacksonville pitching does not have a 1-2-3 inning in the last 2 days. He only has one in the series, and they have thrown at 21 frames, a 2-0. Skied in the air to pretty deep left center field. Left fielder Miller back into his left, back, and to the left, puts it away. One out, so Terang flies out to left. Next part of the order for Nashville coming in, John Singleton. Follow. Batters in the lineup. Righty against lefty. And pitch from Rogers. Breaking ball strike at the knees outside corner. Nothing in one. Nashville 43-25 here at home. Neil one. Breaking ball in the dirt. One ball, one strike. That is the most wins at home for any International League team in 2022. They've been really good. 1-1. little dribbler down the first base line towards the cutout, put it by the first baseman Johnston. Shovels niftily to Rogers, the pitcher covering first for the out. That's a really nice play by Troy Johnston. Charge away the cutout and then kind of flicking with his left hand to the side of Rogers, who was covering first. The velocity there was 29. Two out, nobody on. A chance for a 1-2-3, and Joey Weimer comes in. Nashville leads 3-1. Bottom of the fifth inning. And the first offering. Fastball up and away, ball one. So Eliezer Hernandez, Robert Gasser starters tomorrow. 1-0. Fastball outside, ball two. Jumbo Shrimp don't know what's going to happen with the rotation quite yet after that. Caleb Bosley, Saturday, Marcus Walden on Sunday for Nashville. Now the 2-0 pitch. Foul to the screen behind home plate, 2-1. Reyes on deck. Third game of a six-game set. Jumbo Shrimp find themselves a game out of first with 12 to go after this one. It's now an official game at 2-1. Breaking ball bounced towards the hole, left side and through. And so it continues. Jacksonville just cannot get Nashville's lineup in order. So here Pablo Reyes is a mighty gets up with the Jumbo Shrimp. 3-1 game, runner on first base, two outs. Jeremy Powell, the pitching coach, out to the mound. It's four righties in a row against the lefty Rogers. This right-hander just started getting loose. White tell who it is. I think it's Anthony Maldonado, but not entirely sure. And for the Jumbo Shrimp, kind of tucked into the right field corner. Lefty against righty, pitch to Reyes. Breaking ball down and in, ball one. Jumbo Shrimp pitching has been a strength of late. Last 19 games, second lowest ERA in the league. Pitch, breaking ball strike at the belt on the outer half of the count, 1-1. It is Maldonado throwing in the bullpen for the Jumbo Shrimp. Brigman plays up the middle at second, so a huge hole right side of the infield with Johnston, the first baseman, holding on Lyman. 1-1. Liner to short, spin by Gonzalez, side of the tire. Soft line drive right to Eric Gonzalez, who backhanded it near his movie cap. Nashville turned away here in the fifth. No runs a hit. One runner left. At the end of five innings, Nashville a 3-1 lead over Jacksonville. Jumbo's powered by the players.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
After each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game, the Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
sixth inning here in Nashville. 3-1, the Sounds in front. They scored two in the first inning. A two-run shot, two batters into the bottom of the first. And Esteli Ruiz, two-run homer. And then one more in the second, RBI grand out from Sal Frelick, legging it out to first base to avoid an inning-ending double play. Jumbo Shrimp got their lone run in the third. Obvious junior homer. It's 3-1. Bryson Brigman leads off. The first pitch. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Ball one. Josh Lindblom is retired. Seven batters in a row. Starting to find his groove here. 0-1. Popped up. Foul territory. First base side. Singleton, the first baseman, gives it a look. This one off the netting near the first base dugout, 0-2. A lot of symmetry in those 7 outs as well. One strikeout, four flyouts to center, two ground outs to third. So it's been a lot of work for Frelick in center. Terang at third tonight. 0-2, breaking ball outside for ball one. In total, there's been five flyouts to center field. Out of the 15 outs that Lindblom has recorded today, and four grand outs to third, 1-2. Liner in the center field, coming in the center field of Frelick. The second baseman, Monasterio, goes out. Monasterio about 25 feet out of the outfield grass. Makes a nice over-the-shoulder catch. One down here in the sixth inning, and up comes Jesus Sanchez. So that's 16 outs in the game. And of those 16, 9 have been recorded by either Frelick in center, Terang at third, and you take out the strikeouts. It's only been two other places where the ball is gone. Righty against lefty, and a pitch to Sanchez. Breaking ball over the outer half, above the knees, nothing in one. Maldonado is still throwing in the bullpen for Jacksonville, so Rogers might be done after five solid innings today. The 0-1, inside out, it fouled on the third base side, and out of play, and again 0-2. 3-1, 6 hits, and 5 innings for Rogers, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Shortstop Devaney plays up the middle, 0-2, ground ball right side, and through for a base hit. Sanchez is 3-for-3. He's got 3 of the 5 Jumbo Shrimp hits tonight. One out base runner for Jacksonville. Here is Astadio. Trail by 2. They're very much in this game here in the 6th inning. It is a final now. Scranton Wilkes-Barre has lost 5-3 to Worcester. Lehigh Valley blew their lead. They lost to Rochester 2-1. Now the pitch to Astadio. Swinging a foul at home plate. Nothing in the way. Durham still up 5-2, top of the 8th inning. So if that result holds, they'd be in first place regardless of what the Jumbo Shrimp do here tonight. Jacksonville could get to within a half game. But if Durham wins, they cannot get to first place. Buffalo coughed up a 7-2 lead. They just scored it to regain it. It's 8-7 in the 8th at Syracuse. 0-1. Fastball eye level outside. One ball, one strike. Meanwhile, Columbus pitching continues to struggle. And if Nashville wins this game, they'd have a 4.5 game lead most likely over the Clippers, who trail in the bottom of the 9th, 13-6 to Omaha. 1-1. Breaking ball low and away, ball two. Well, the races are shaping up. Season ends 2 weeks from yesterday, believe it or not. Two and one at Astadio on the pitch. Grounded to third, could be two. Fielded by Terang, goes to second, one. Monasterio on the first, easy double play. Around the horn, side retired. 5-4-3, and the Jumbo Shrimp offense turned away again here in the sixth. No runs a hit, nobody left. Middle of the sixth inning. It is a 3-1 lead for Nashville on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, TIAA Bank is here to help you make your money work harder. Open a yield pledge checking or money market account today and start scoring some of the most competitive rates in the country right off the bat. To get started, visit a financial center near you or find us online at TIAABank.com/shrimp. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are excited to announce 5 regular season dates for Forever Vets, Canines, and Crustacean Dog Day. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friends on April 24th, June 7th, also presented by Jacksonville Jeep, July 10th, August 3rd, and September 21st. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. Tickets are available at .com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
The Jumbo Shrimp want Crustacean Nation to always be prepared when going to the beach. That's why we're giving away a beach bag cooler to the first 2,000 fans through the gates on August 20th. The beach bag cooler is presented by Ascension St. Vincent's. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2X.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Jeff Lindgren. He is
Josh Rogers' day is done. 5 innings, 3 runs, 6 hits, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. Nashville has the advantage. 3-1, bottom of the 6th. Anthony Bell is the new pitcher. 6'4", 220-pounder. Bottom of the order for the Sounds, Feliciano, Devaney, and Monasterio. Against the righty Marvin Otto, who's been really good with Jacksonville. Works on the first base side from the stretch. High set, close set, high leg kick, and a drop and drive. Pitches line to left field by Feliciano. And hangs up for Miller, who squeezes near his left shoulder. One pitch and one out to begin the sixth inning. Maldonado is running 13 2/3 innings. Righty versus righty. Devaney the batter. And the pitch from the Florida native. Breaking ball strike at the knees outside corner. Nothing in one. The Marlins announced today that Anthony Maldonado is going to be pitching in the Arizona Fall League. So congratulations to him. Now the 0-1 in the way. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball down and away. 0-2. Really interesting young pitcher, 24 years old, 11th rounder in 2019. 0-2 coming to Devaney. Swing and a miss. Got him with a good breaking ball, strike three. So Maldonado has his first strikeout. And here comes Andrew Monasterio. Two out, nobody on in this 3-1 game, last of the sixth. Righty against righty. And the pitch from Maldonado. Fastball up and away, ball one. Top of the order on deck, and Sal Frulich, that last pitch at 95 miles per hour for Maldonado, who will bring it. And the 1-0. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner, 1-1. Jumbo Shrimp getting out hit 6-5 today. Here's the 1-1 for Maldonado. Check swing and a fastball off the plate, went around an appeal. Jonathan Biarretta making the call to first base umpire. 1-2. Of the 11 hits in the game, all have been singles, save for one solo homer and one homer on each side. A 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. 2-2. A two-run shot by Ruiz in the first for Nashville. Solo homer for Avilés Jr. in the third. There's a righty up in the bullpen for Nashville. Lindblom, really good again in this game. Might be done after six. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a foul into the middle of the catcher. Chavez, strike three. Side retired. 1-2-3. Bottom of the sixth inning for Anthony Maldonado. Really good inning. The first 1-2-3 inning for a jumbo shrimp pitcher in 16 frames. Just the second of the series. Nothing across for Nashville. Six innings. Sounds have the advantage. 3-1. The jumbo shrimp network.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
Join ByStar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, ByStar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ByStar credit or debit card at the Milks office. That's ByStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
This is Jacksonville.
Lindblom, after going six shutout innings against Charlotte last week, is done today. Six innings of 1-1 ball, no walks, five hits allowed, and four strikeouts. 3-1 Nashville, and the Major League rehabber Trevor Gott into the game. As we start the top of the seventh, Burdick, Johnston, Gonzalez for the small righty, 5'11", 181 pounder from Lexington, Kentucky, native of that area, and he went to the University of Kentucky, so that loves that spot. And then the windup, third base side, high leg kick, three-quarters fastball, swung on and missed, nothing in one. Jumbo Shrimp have a left-hander up in their bullpen. The one, swing and a miss, and a fastball in the outside corner, again over two. Looks like Josh Simpson. Anthony Maldonado might be done after an inning. Was very good. 1-2-3 frame, which has been difficult to get for Jacksonville of late. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch from Gott. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball upstairs. Strike three. So Burdick down swinging. One down to start the seventh inning, and here comes Troy Johnston. One lefty short in their bullpen with Jake Fishman going up to the Pinks today. The pitch to Johnston. Fastball down and in, ball one. Congrats to one of the best guys you'll come across, Jake Fishman. Still have Robert Garcia, Josh Simpson down there. Will Stewart as well. Down to 1-0. Ground ball up the middle, behind second, picked by the shortstop Devaney. Takes a step, flings it to first for the second out. Jumbo Shrimp have really struggled all of a sudden. 12 of the last 13 batters sent out. Eric Gonzalez, righty coming in, two out, nobody on. Down by two in the seventh, and the pitch, fastball would have been low, ball one. game that Jumbo Shrimp could really use. 1-0. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner. 1-1. Durham is still up 5-2. Bottom of the eighth inning. Buffalo has increased their lead at Syracuse 12-7. Bottom of the eighth. 1-1. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner. 1-2. That's been very efficient. He wasn't like this the other night. It's only his ninth pitch. He already has two outs in the frame. But two hits the other night. 1-2. Right back to the screen. Foul will do it again. Avilés Jr. on deck. In this 3-1 game, Nashville in charge. Top of the seventh. Jacksonville just a run on five hits. No errors. 3-6-0 for Nashville. Now the 1-2. Fastball a little bit outside. Two balls and two strikes. You have a step to pull on Gonzalez. He can go the other way with it. Does so pretty frequently. Now with a 2-2 pitch. He tops one back to the mound. Gone. Fields it. Flings it to first in time. Side retired. Jumbo Shrimp go in order again. Here in the seventh inning, 13 of the last 14 Jacksonville batters have been retired. Nothing across for the Jumbo Shrimp here in the seventh. Middle of the seventh inning, it's time to stretch. They trail 3-1 in Nashville. The Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
All the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Bi-Star Credit Union souvenir store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game. And is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Bi-Star Credit Union souvenir store.
WWG Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24-7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WWG today at 904-388-2696.
Nothing quite like sneaking out of the office to watch some baseball. The Jumbo Shrimp have several Yuengling business person specials this season. On April 20th, May 11th, June 22nd, and July 6th, fans can receive a 16-ounce Yuengling can or a small fountain soda, jumbo hot dog, chips, and field reserve seats for just $20. Fans can upgrade to a dugout reserve seat for $23. For more information, visit jackshrimp.com 04-358-2846.
This is Miami Marlins pitcher Elio Hernando. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN.
Nashville up, bottom of the seventh. Anthony Maldonado, a 1-2-3 frame. And he gives way to Josh Simpson, the left-hander out of Columbia. Simpson will face the top of the Sounds order. And probably the reason Maldonado will only throw 9 pitches, 7 for strikes, 2 punches. Trying to match up the top of this order. It's Freelick, a lefty, Ruiz, a righty, but then two lefties in Terang and Singleton before Rebo come into play. So lefty versus lefty. Nashville has their bullpen cranking again. Simpson works the stretch, third base side, first pitch breaking ball in for a strike at the knees outside corner, 0-1. Josh Simpson grew up in Connecticut. His dad, a Red Sox fan, mom, a Yankees fan. He grew up a Yankees fan. And the 0-1 coming to Phillips. Swing and a miss. Fastball in the outside corner. And a count of 2. Went to Columbia University. He said he was very aware of the school's baseball history that included Lou Gehrig. Now the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Freelick strikes out. So good job by Simpson to get the biggest score to the Jumbo Shrimp. One out seventh inning, there comes Stanley Ruiz. Right-hander getting up in the Nashville bullpen. 3-1 sounds, one out, nobody on, bottom of the seventh. Simpson holds up high, kicks and fires. And the breaking ball up and away, ball one. I wonder if you knew there's a weird rule at Columbia University. 1-0. Breaking ball outside, ball two. It is a requirement to complete a swimming test to graduate. 3 lengths of the pool, any stroke. No time limit, but it is a requirement. 2-0. Fastball on the outside corner of the belt, 2-1. You can get out of it by taking a swimming PE course, but otherwise, you got to line up in the pool and complete that. 2-1. Breaking ball grounded foul to the dugout on the third base side. Look out. 2-2. Simpson City. It's a lot harder than he thought. The pool was a lot wider than he thought it was going to be. He obviously did it. He's a professional athlete. But here's one of those old relics. Jake Cousins throwing in the bullpen for Nashville. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch to Ruiz. Breaking ball line down the line of left. Fair ball rolling towards the corner. Ruiz flying around first. Chetting for second. Without a throw, he is a one-out double. Seventh hit for Nashville. Leads by two here at the bottom of the seventh. And Bryce Terang. Deficit at 2 runs. They have 6 outs to play with offensively. And 13 of the last 14 Jumbo Shrimp to come to the plate have been retired. Here's the pitch to Terang. The lefty holds the bat out in front of his body. And the pitch. Runner goes. Fastball outside. Throw to third. Sails in the left field. Ruiz around third. Hit to the plate. The throw is way late. It's 4-1 Nashville here in the fourth. Ruiz likely would have been out. Instead, it was way wide of third base. Alvarez Jr. couldn't quite reach out to get it with Ruiz sliding in and having to reach out over Ruiz, and the ball trickled into left field. Well, the base is empty, one out. It's 4-1. 1-0 pitch. Fastball up and in, ball two. Jumbo Shrimp bullpen in the 11 games prior to this series had an ERA of 2.5, but it really struggled in this series. A 2-0. Breaking ball strike at the knees inside corner, 2-1. Went up 6 runs in 8 innings. And 9 and a third now, including today, it'd be 7 runs. There's the 2-1. Breaking ball over the head of Terang. 3 balls and 1 strike. Outfield to pull. Now the 3-1 from Simpson. Fastball smoke deep to left center field. Long way for the center fielder Burnett. Galloping back. Launches out and makes an incredible catch diving out of the warning track. It's been a highlight reel worthy season of grabs in center for Peyton Burnett. Add that one to it. It's the second out of the seventh inning. And Terang retired and the ball. He absolutely smoked the other way to Burnett. Playing at the pool and to reach out and gallop to get. So two down. Here in the seventh, base is empty. And up comes John Singleton, the lefty. First pitch. Breaking ball strike at the knees outside corner. Nothing in one. 4-1, Nashville leads, bottom of the seven. That's a huge play goal from Burdick. Fastball on the outside corner. Check swing and appeal, no swing. Ball one strike. Marlins beat the Phillies just now 5-3. Pablo Lopez, the winning pitcher, he's 9-10. Noah Syndergaard took the loss. He's also 9-10. Dylan Flores for the save. 1-1. Breaking ball strike at the knees outside corner. 1-2. Ryan De La Cruz homered in the win. So Jordan Groshans, his first career home run in the major leagues. 1-2. And the pitch. Liner towards right base hit by a diving Brigman. Singleton on with two outs. And up comes Weaver, the right-hand batter. The other affiliates for these two teams, Andy from the Jumbo Shrimp and the Walking Nashville, they're playing each other. Double A, Pensacola trailing at home with the Luxie 1-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. It's 4-1 here, runner on first and two outs. We're in the last of the seventh inning. First pitch, Weaver rolls one through the hole right side, another base hit. Singleton stops at second. Weaver on for the third time in this game. And up comes Pablo Reyes. Two out, two on for Nashville. Three hits in the inning already. Dangerous bat, and Reyes trying to really put this game out of reach right now. Offering, fastball low and inside, ball one. Dark night skies over the top. It was 77 degrees, perfect. Nine at first pitch. Temperatures dropped to 72. Simpson's 1-0. Breaking ball strike at the knees inside corner. 1-1. Feliciano on deck, another dangerous hitter. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, ball two. Brewers are off tonight. They host the Yankees in a three-game set beginning tomorrow. The Marlins are done with the Phillies. They play at the Nationals beginning tomorrow. Three-game series in the D.C. In D.C. The DMV. 2-1. Change-up floats over the outside corner at the belt. 2-2. Singleton on second, Weaver on first. Outfield the other way. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch from Simpson. Fastball swatted, foul. First base side net of play. We'll do the 2-2 again. Three of a six-game series. These teams play through Sunday. It's the penultimate road trip of the year for the Jumbo Shrimp. Now the 2-2. Fastball, sprayed foul. First base side out of play. We'll do it again. Final home game of the year begins Tuesday at 121 Financial Ballpark against Charlotte. Tuesday through Sunday, the Jumbo Shrimp are in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Simpson's pitch, breaking ball high. Count is full, so with two outs, the runners are going to get a head start. Singleton on second, Weaver on first. 4-1 the score, bottom of the seventh inning. Simpson comes ready. Runners go, 3-2, and now Simpson will step off, and the runners retreat back to their bases. Simpson kicked and looked towards second. Singleton had taken a step to third and then turned around. Now the 3-2. Runners go, the pitch. Rocket in the air, right center field. That'll get down. We'll look the other way. It's a base knock. Singleton around third scores. Wheeler right behind him. He comes in as well. Pablo Reyes, his 27th double of the year. That's the top man in the lead. It's a two-run, two-dagger. And Nashville blows it open 6-1 here in the seventh. 3 off the bat, a missile that split the gap perfectly. They're going to bring out Jeremy Powell, the Jumbo Shrimp pitching coach. That's a huge blow in this game, and the Jumbo Shrimp are not really doing much of anything offensively. 6-1, Nashville. They've scored 3 here in the seventh, and the Jumbo Shrimp have their bullpen up as well. Parker Clark is throwing down there. It didn't begin with a strikeout, but then a double line out to center. That play looks even bigger. A miraculous catch by Burdick. Single, single, and a two-run double from Reyes. 6-1. Here in the seventh, and the Jumbo Shrimp in danger of falling a game and a half out of first place. Feliciano in the pitch. Breaking ball strike, knee high in a half, 0-1. Reyes runs well in second. Time called. 6 runs, 10 hits for Nashville now. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Grounded is short. Cut off in the hole by a third baseman, Aguilas Jr., who flings it to first, side retired. 3 more runs for Nashville, 4 more hits for the Sounds. They leave one on. End of 7, 6-1. Nashville in front on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFC credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for-Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable.
For Nashville in the 8th inning, 6-1, the Sounds lead the Jumbo Shrimp. Jake Cousins, the 3rd Sounds pitcher, 6'4", 200 pounder from St. Charles, Illinois. So they've had a Columbia Lion and Josh Simpson throw the bottom of the 7th inning, and now a Penn Quaker into the game in the top of the 8th. Jumbo Shrimp trailing by 5 And Durham has just beaten Gwinnett 5-2. Thus, the Bulls move back into first place. And if this result holds, we would have two different results in each division. For one, it would be a 4.5 game lead for Nashville in the west over Columbus, which lost earlier today. Pitched out with a shooting righty-righty fastball strike at the belt outside corner. Nothing in one. The other thing would be Jacksonville would fall a game and a half out of first place. 0-1. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball down in the way. 0-2. So Jumbo Shrimp cannot mount a comeback. Have a little bit of a bigger hill to climb with 12 to go after this one. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Good slider down in the way. Strike three. Cousins punches out of the shooter. One down here in the eighth. Up comes Chavez. 14 of the last 15 Jacksonville hitters have been set down. One exception was a Sanchez base hit. Parker Bug is up in the Jumbo Shrimp bullpen. And the first pitch, fastball a little bit outside, ball one from Cousins. So a Chicagoland native, and he went to Pennsylvania for school. 28 years old. 1-0, fastball strike at the letters outside corner, and the count 1-1. Originally a 20th round pick by the Nationals. And the pitch, breaking ball off the plate away. Check swing, one around. One ball, two strikes on Chavez. He was released after suffering an injury. That's similar to the Nationals field. Cousins went to the Independent Frontier League to pitch with Schaumburg, the 1-2. Breaking ball outside, 2 balls and two strikes. And the Brewers picked him up a couple months later, running into the major leagues in there. Organization. 1-2, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down in the way. Strike three. Cousins has whipped the first two here in the eighth inning. And up comes top of the order, Bryson Brigley. Here comes Brian Miller. 6-1. Two out, nobody on. Top of the eighth. During the 2020 canceled season, the Brewers allowed Cousins to go pitch in the Independent Leagues. He asked for permission. They said yes, so he pitched for the Chicago Dogs. The offering, and a slider strike at the knees outside corner, nothing in one. 3.38 ERA. In 2021, he was a Double-A. Biloxi promoted to Triple-A Nashville after 8 appearances. 0-1, fastball outside, 1 ball, 1 strike. Made his major league debut June 21st, 2021, through two scoreless innings of relief against the Diamondbacks. Struck out 5. 1-1. A foul over the screen behind home plate. Count 1-2. Earned his first career win after pitching a scoreless inning against the Mets July 7th of last year. In fact, didn't allow an earned run until his 18th appearance. Big Cubs fan growing up. Married his high school sweetheart, Kelsey. And he's a cousin of Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins. So Cousins is a cousin of Cousins. 1-2, Jake Cousins to Brian Miller. Two out, nobody on here in the eighth. The pitch. Liner in the right center field. Coming in the right fielder, Weimer has to play on a hop. So Miller with two-out single. The Jumbo Shrimp needed that. 15 of 16 Jacksonville hitters have been retired. And up comes Bryson Brinkman. Two-out and the man on first. It's 6-1. We're in the top of the eighth. Righty against righty. Second baseman Monasterio plays up the middle. And pitch from Cousins. Fastball, bottom of the zone, called strike one. infield the other way.
And the 0-1, breaking ball low and away, one ball and one strike.
Small lead at first for Miller. Normally will take off and run. The 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good block by Feliciano lunging to his right. But down 6-1, he can't risk base runners. Cousins was in the School of Engineering and Applied Science at the University of Pennsylvania. Good basketball player as well in high school, 2-1. And a breaking ball strike at the knees outside corner, 2-2. Won a state title in baseball, two league championships in basketball. 2-2. Fastball at the knees inside corner, called strike three. Cousins fans three in the eighth. No runs, one hit, one left for Jacksonville. Middle of the eighth inning, and the Jumbo Shrimp down 6-1. At Nashville, the Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
After each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 1-1 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
All Thursday, Jumbo Shrimp home game for the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday presented by Budweiser means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail-rated territory, Oasis concession stand, and right field bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Tiki Terrace each Thirsty Thursday. It's Thirsty Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp presented by Budweiser.
This is Miami Marlins shortstop Miguel Rojas, and you're listening to Jumbo Shrimp ESPN.
Last of the eighth inning, 6-1 Nashville. Parker Bird, the new pitcher for the Jumbo Shrimp. Jacksonville really struggling in this game offensively. 16 of 18 Jumbo Shrimp have been retired at the plate. We only have a couple of hits since the third inning, both of them singles. And it'll be Devaney, Monasterio, and Freelick here in the eighth inning for Nashville. Conversation here between home plate umpire Ben Sontag and the Nashville dugout. It's like somebody was late coming out of the dugout to coach first base. Normally it's Ned Yost the fourth. Here's the pitch. Fastball strike at the runner's outside corner, 0-1. And it's Patrick Dorian who's gone out to coach first base, one of their backup infielders. Righty up in the bullpen for the Sounds, the 0-1. Fastball outside, one ball, one strike. Six to one the score, Jacksonville. 1-1, breaking ball down in the way, check swing and appeal no swing. Two balls and one strike. We'll have the heart of their order up in the ninth inning, meaning at least five. Sanchez, Astudillo, and Burdick. 2-1. Rocket deep to left field. Long run for the left fielder. Miller on the running track, turns around. This ball one hops against the wall.
Devaney cruises to second, and now 8 of the 9 Nashville South today have reached base at least once. Leadoff double, and up comes Adrian Monasterio. Hits now for Nashville after 18 yesterday. And the Jumbo Shrimp only have 2-1-2-3 innings in this series. 25 innings now. Only 2-1-2-3 frames. They have been dealing with base runners all the time against this Sounds offense. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball strike at the knees outside corner, 0-1. Monasterio has walked twice today. 0-1 from Burke. Fastball smoked in the line, deep to center. Burdick back over his left shoulder. Onto the warning track, makes the catch. Devaney tags him second, moves up to third. He's 90 feet away now with one out. And up comes the top of the order, Sal Frelick, who only has two hits today. He's 2-for-4, and his batting average against the Jumbo Shrimp this year has gone down. That's how good this guy has been. And now, 8 games against Jacksonville. He's 18-for-33. Infield in, the first pitch. Breaking ball downstairs, ball one. Outfield to pull. And the 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt. Fielder couldn't check his swing, and the count will level the ball to strike. So, a lot of bad case scenarios for the Jumbo Shrimp. Not all. 1-1. Swing and a foul off the umpire. Sontag carrying the backstop, and Sontag a little shaken up. Santiago Chavez, the catcher, talking with him, and here comes the athletic trainer, Jeff Paxson, for the Nashville Sounds. That ball hit off the bat of Frelick, hit off the shoulder of Chavez, and came up off the mask of Sontag. Oh, boy, I hope he's all right. He's talking over with first base umpire Jonathan Bioretta. His helmet back on, and Paxson still talking to him. Chavez still talking to him. Frelick taps him on the shin guard with his bat. Very good to see Sontag staying in the game. So 1-2, one out, nobody on, and Nashville plus 5 here at the bottom of the 8th. That went a third, I should say. Infield in for Jacksonville. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, check swing and appeal. He went around, strike three. So Frelick can't believe it. He thought he checked his swing. He's still talking it over with Sontag, but there's two away here in the eighth inning. It's a big strikeout because now only a hit and bringing Ruiz with a wild pitcher pass ball. And on top of that, the infield could back up to face Ruiz. Two out here in the eighth, and the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, good sliding block to his right by the catcher Chavez, 1-0. Jumbo Shrimp getting out hit 11-6, getting out scored 6-1. Open stance for Ruiz, and a 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt again. Again, Chavez still to his right to block it. 2-0. Ruiz wearing the white jersey for the Sounds. White pants, high royal blue socks, one yellow sleeve on the right arm, black bat, wear a blue, a navy blue batter's helmet. These are the alternate throwback unis. 2-0, breaking ball, low and away again, ball three. Chuang on deck. Jumbo Shrimp, though, red jerseys, gray pants, navy caps. Breaking ball on 3-0 in the dirt. Ball four. Four-pitch walk. Interesting there. I guess they thought that Ruiz might swing 3-0, but now it puts first and third on. Two outs for Terang. And Ruiz is first in minor league baseball this season. He's stolen bases with 75. He had five last night. Franchise record, Otis Nixon at four. August 31st, 1982 at Chattanooga, back when Nashville was in the Southern League. So the record was broken last night by Ruiz. Not really a running situation here, though. The pitch to Terang. Fastball, another high strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Up by five with already a man on third. You don't think that Ruiz would be off, but you don't know. He's got a really small lead. 0-1 on Terang, and the pitch. Popped up on the infield, up the elevator shaft, right of the mound. Second baseman Brigman calls away the first baseman Johnston. Brigman makes the catch, side retired. Scoreless eighth for Parker Bug, no runs or hit for Nashville. Two left, end of inning, 6-1, the Sounds in front. Last chance for Jacksonville when we come back on the Jump Ocean Network, powered by FIS.
Join ViStar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ViStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, a personal service representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com. Again, that phone number is 904-358-2846.
Whether you are getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for jump and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFC credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville infielder Bryson Brigman. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
To the ninth inning, 6-1 Nashville. First pitch from the new reliever Cam Robinson to Jesus Sanchez. Fastball strike at the knees inside corner, 0-1. Sanchez leads off for the Jumbo Shrimp in the frame, the 0-1. And breaking ball just missed low, 1-1. Nashville's led this wire to wire, two batters into the bottom of the first. Esteo Ruiz in a two-run homer. 1-1. Fastball in the dirt, ball two. RBI grand up by Sal Felix in the second, made it 3-0. Arvidas Jr. homered for Jacksonville in the third, their only run of the game. They really struggled since that point. Here's the 2-1. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner, 2-2. Nashville scored three in the eighth. an error and a 2-run double. And here we are at 6-1. The Sounds nearing their second win in a row, 2-2. Dribble foul over near Astadio in the first base on deck circle. We'll do it again. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're stream only tomorrow as well. 8:05 first pitch. And we use Hernandez, Robert Gasser in that game. Down to 2-2. Grounded down the third baseline, fairly in the left field, base hit. Jesus Sanchez is 4-for-4 today with 4 singles. So the leadoff man on for the Jumbo Shrimp. And up comes Astadio. 4 hits is 1 off career high for Jesus Sanchez. Jacksonville getting out hit 11-7. And trailing by 5 here in the top of the ninth against Robinson. And the pitch. Fastball inside, ball 1. Robinson 6'1", 194 from Deltona, Florida. He's 23 years old. Just turned 23 September 6th. 1-0. Fastball, letter high strike. Trying to count 1-1. Astadio did not think that was a strike. I think that sigh that came to the field mic was him. 1-1, 1-1. Nobody out, man on first. 6-1 in the ninth. The pitch. Fly ball, deep to left field. Ruiz back near the wall. Has room, makes the catch, way out. Astadio thought he hit that ball out. He just missed it. Threw out to the wall and left. A 359-foot fly ball for the first out here tonight. And that sigh is how it's gone for the Jumbo Shrimp tonight. Sanchez back to first with one out here in the ninth inning. And Burnick will hit. 6-1 Nashville. Righty against righty. First pitch from Robinson. Right back to the screen foul and the count 0-1. So the Jumbo Shrimp will try to bounce back tomorrow, but they're staring a game and a half deficit now in the standings, with Durham winning today, overtaking Scranton Wilkes-Barre that lost. The Jumbo Shrimp losing as well. The 0-1 fastball high, 1-1. Outfield to pull. Small lead at first for Sanchez. One out. Now the 1-1 to Burdick. Fastball is high. Ball 2. Second baseman Monasterio plays up the middle. 2-1. Burdick open stance the pitch. Right back at the screen again. 2-2. So tomorrow, 8:05 Eastern Time first pitch. Saturday, 8:05 Eastern Time first pitch. Sunday, 2:05. The Jumbo Shrimp will get on a plane after the game and head back to Jacksonville and join off day Monday and start their final home series on Tuesday. 2-2. Breaking ball up, and he is outside corner, called strike 3. Jacksonville down to their final out, and the last hope is Troy Johnston, riding a 3-for-36 slump. Shortstop DeVayne plays up the middle, 6-1 here in the ninth. 2 out and the runner on first. Singleton now plays behind Sanchez. Outfield, straight as an arrow. And the pitch from Robinson. Liner down the line and left, sailing foul and out of play, nothing in one. Well, the Jumbo Shrimp, a chance to get to first place, and they've been outscored 18-5 in the last two games by Nashville. And they've given up 29 hits in those games. 0-1.
grounded left side. The shortstop, Devane, to his right backhand, bobbles, throws to first, not in time. So a double clutch bobble by Devane. Sanchez moves up to second. It's a base hit, and that'll bring up Eric Gonzalez. Jumbo Shrimp still with a little bit of life here in the ninth inning. So they've been out hit 29-14. Two on here in the ninth. Robinson close set, and the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball off the plate. Gonzalez went fishing. Nothing in one. Luis Alvarez Jr. on deck. He supplied the only runs today for the Jumbo Shrimp. Breaking ball to dirt. Swing and a miss, 0-2. A homer in the third. Jesus Sanchez, four hits for Jacksonville. No balls, two strikes. Pitch to Gonzalez. Breaking ball away. That time he laid off. Two out, first and second. Top of the ninth, 6-1. Nashville in front, top nine. Robinson holds the ball in his right hand behind his back. Hands come together at the belt. Deep breath. Check at second. And a 1-2. Grounded foul to the backstop behind home plate. We'll do it again. Sounds about to win their 83rd game of the year. 1-2. Popped up. Foul territory. First base side. Singleton, the first baseman, running to the sidewall. Can't reach it. And to roll into the seats. And Gonzalez continues to stay alive. For Jacksonville, 6-11-0 for Nashville. 1-2. Robinson Rennie and the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, squeaks by the catcher Feliciano all the way to the backstop, and the runners move up. Wild pitch moves Sanchez from second to third. Johnston from first to second. Maybe Jumbo should have something in this here. A base hit could make it a little bit interesting. We're making a 3-1 game with the tying run on deck. But he got hit first. 2-2. The pitch to Gonzalez. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball upstairs at 95, strike three. And the ball game is over. In the ninth inning, no runs, two hits, two left for Jacksonville. Nashville wins tonight, 6-1. They have roared by Jacksonville the last 2 days, outscoring the Jumbo Shrimp, 18-5. Shrimp fall in the final quarter of the Jumbo Shrimp.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 1-1 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the craft cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 1-1 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846.
2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFCU credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville infielder Bryson Bergman. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Back here in Nashville, where the Nashville Sounds have won 6-1. They've taken two of the first three in this series. The Sounds improved to 83-54, 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 9 left on base. The Jumbo Shrimp fall to 74-63. 1 run, 8 hits, 1 error, 6 left on base. Winning pitcher Josh Lindblom is 8-7. Josh Rogers takes the loss. He is 2-7. Time of game today, 2 hours and 19 minutes. A crowd of 5,269 fans as we got underway at 7:05 local time here in the Central Time Zone in Nashville and wrap things up at 9:24 Eastern Time with a strikeout. Nashville wins 6-1. Postgame show coming your way next at Shrimp Wrap on the Jumbo Shrimp Network. Powered by FIS.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are excited to announce 5 regular season dates for Forever Vets Canines and Crustacean Dog Day. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friends on April 24th, June 7th, also presented by Jacksonville Jeep, July 10th, August 3rd, and September 21st. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. Tickets are available at .com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Another exciting Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp game is in the books. We'll recap today's ball game and check out scores from around baseball and the Miami Marlins farm system. Here's your host for Shrimp Wrap, Scott Kornberg.
Well, not the Jumbo Shrimp's night tonight. They really struggled in a 6-1 loss to the Nashville Sounds. Time to take a look at how this one happened, and it was a wire-to-wire win tonight for Nashville. In the bottom of the first inning, Sal Frelick singled again. He continued to torch Jumbo Shrimp pitching, went 2-for-5 tonight, and that constituted a bad game against the Jumbo Shrimp. The next man up was Stanley Ruiz homeward to make it 2-0. In the second inning, Pablo Reyes and Mario Feliciano singled. Two batters later, Andrew Monasterio walked, and then Frelick lugged out a fielder's choice RBI to bring in a run, preventing an inning-ending double play that made it 3-0. Luis Avilés Jr. homered to start the third, but that was the only offense for the Jumbo Shrimp. And after the third inning, 15 of the next 16 Jacksonville hitters went down against Josh Lindblom and Nashville pitching. Lindblom the win, a run on 5 hits in 6 innings, 4 strikeouts, no walks. He picks up the win, and Lindblom is 8-7. Nashville extended their lead in the 7th inning. An error and a 2-run double later on by Pablo Reyes. That made it 6-1, and that was the final. The Sounds improved to 83-54. The Jumbo Shrimp fall to 74-63. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard next on Shrimp Wrap on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally, 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite, we have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz at 904-374-4774 or David at jackshrimp.com.
After each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game, the Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Jake Fishman. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
It's a final 6-1. Nashville wins today. Time to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. And in the International League East, some big happenings. Worcester beat Scranton Wilkes-Barre 5-3. And that coupled with Durham winning 5-2 at Gwinnett put the Bulls back in first place. And so for the Jumbo Shrimp, they are now a game and a half out of first. They remain in third place overall. Nashville's lead in the IL West stretches to 4.5 as Columbus lost for the third day in a row, falling 13-6 at home to Omaha. Other scores in the league, another defeat for Lehigh Valley. They've lost 3 in a row in Rochester, 2-1. The Red Wings walk off in 10 innings. Buffalo gave up a 7-2 lead, but they was able to rally and win 12-7 at Syracuse today to keep their slim playoff hopes alive. Nathan Lucas homered for the Bisons in the victory. Iowa bested Memphis 8-5, and Norfolk pummeled Charlotte's poor pitching 14-6. Toledo did the same in Indianapolis 12-3. Last game in progress, Louisville 5, St. Paul 2 in the top of the ninth. In the Marlins organization, Miami beat Philadelphia 5-3 today. Jordan Groshans in his first career home run. Brian De La Cruz added a 3-run shot in the victory for Miami as Pablo Lopez improved to 9-10. Other game going on in the Marlins organization, bottom of the ninth, Double-A Pensacola trying to rally, trailing 1-0 at home against Biloxi. Here tonight in Nashville, the Sounds win. They've taken two of the first three. Tonight, 6-1, and the Jumbo Shrimp will try to bounce back tomorrow. 8:05 first pitch, right how you're listening right now. Eliezer Hernandez, Robert Gasser square off, and our coverage starts at 7:50 here on the Jumbo Shrimp Network. Thank you so much for listening to us tonight. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast and got the result. The final, Nashville 6, Jacksonville 1. I'm Scott Kornberg saying so long here from First Horizon Park in Nashville, Tennessee. Have a great rest of your Thursday, everybody. Good night.
Thanks for listening to this presentation of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Thanks to Ken Babby, Jim Fander, Sean Carlson, Harold Craw, Noel Blaha, Linda McNabb, and the rest of the Jumbo Shrimp front office staff for their support. For more information on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, visit jackshrimp.com. Once again, thanks for joining us on the Jumbo Shrimp Network.